In this evening's session, I thought we'd keep it rather short. And what I'd like to do is not really talk about anything much at all, but rather to do the meditation as we've been doing the last two evenings using the Shavasana, the corpse posture. And the first evening we just did the relaxing and releasing tension in the body and the mind, and then last night we added in the day's review as a possible thing to do at the end of the day as well. And this evening I'd like to do something a little bit different than the last two, not different, but something added on, and that is this practice that we've been doing a couple of times now, this Tong Len practice, this giving and taking practice. This can also be something very nice to do at the end of the evening, you know, the giving and taking. So what we're going to do is we're going to combine that with the corpse posture, the Shavasana. So we'll go into the Shavasana first. We'll do a little bit of this Tong Len practice, the loving kindness, compassion, giving and taking. And then we'll move from that directly into simply relaxing and releasing, relaxing, releasing, relaxing, releasing. So that's what we're going to do this evening. So the only other thing I want to mention before we go straight into that practice is what's happening tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, as normal, we'll have the meditation before breakfast at 6:45. And there we're going to do the first half of the mindfulness training. And we'll do probably a little bit of the breath and a little bit of mind as a bit of a summary of the mindfulness practice. And then in the second half of the meditation before breakfast, we're going to practice this empathetic joy. It's a very nice meditation of rejoicing in our own virtues and in the virtues of others. So that's going to be the second half of the morning meditation before breakfast. And then after breakfast, we'll begin the last session with a final emotional balance meditation. Again, probably a Tong Len style meditation there to finish up the retreat in terms of meditation. And then following that in that the first session after breakfast, we'll then go through a little bit of a summary of all the things that we've covered in the last few days in terms of mindfulness training, emotional balance training. And then in the last session before we finish up, before lunch, I'm going to give a lot of practical advice about particularly how to integrate all of these things into daily life, and also give some advice about what things can help support us in our practice, in our daily life, and what sorts of things to sort of avoid that go against the practice as well. And so then I'll give also some meditation advice, how to set up a meditation session, also some daily life advice, how to actually structure the day to make most use of our day. So that's going to be tomorrow, and then a little bit of wrap-up advice as well. So that's going to be the last session before lunch. So that's the program for tomorrow morning. So what we'll do now is we'll go straight into the meditation. So let's take the Shavasana posture. And we'll start with a little bit of Tong Len, and then we'll move into the relaxing and releasing. As an act of loving kindness for yourself, let go of any external distractions. Simply allow your awareness to descend into your body. Right down to the ground, becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. In particular, where the body is touching the cushion. In and using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. Bringing your awareness to the area of your face. Softening and relaxing all the muscles in the face. The mouth and jaw, soft and relaxed. All the muscles around the eyes, soft and relaxed. This way, allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. And relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. Allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Allowing it to flow naturally and effortlessly. And with each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, happily releasing them. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Simply focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. then we can begin by using the Tonglen practice to cultivate loving kindness and compassion for ourselves. No matter how much mental afflictions we have in our minds, underneath all of these mental afflictions is the natural purity of our mind, often called our Buddha nature. So imagine this deepest dimension of your mind, this inner purity of your mind, in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest, at the level of your heart. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I were free of suffering and its causes. May I be free of all suffering and its causes, free of all mental affliction. And then imagine your mental afflictions and suffering in the form of black smoke filling your body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing your mental afflictions and suffering at your heart, dissolving it into your inner wisdom. And then imagine that the black cloud is now completely extinguished. And now you're completely free of all mental afflictions and suffering. And take joy in this. And arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I had happiness and its causes. May I be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from the sphere of light at your heart, completely filling and saturating your entire body and mind, and transforming into everything you need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to yourself whatever you need to be happy. And then imagine that you've now found the genuine happiness that you seek. And take delight in this. And then allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out to include everyone else in this room. And arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if everyone else in this room were free of suffering and its causes. May you all be free of all suffering and its causes. And then imagine the mental afflictions and suffering of everyone else in this room as black smoke filling their bodies. And with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke out of their bodies and into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. No matter how much darkness is drawn into your heart, it is all extinguished without a trace. So breathing in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart. And then imagine that everyone else in this room is now completely free of mental afflictions and suffering. And take delight in this. Then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if everyone in this room had happiness and its causes. May you all be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from the sphere of light at your heart, filling and saturating the bodies of all the people in this room and transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending them whatever they need to be happy. No matter how much light is sent out, it is sent out from an inexhaustible source that is in no way depleted. So breathing out the light of loving kindness. And then imagine that everyone in the room has now found the genuine happiness that is their heart's desire. And take joy in this. And then releasing all these appearances and simply allowing your awareness to come back into the body. Simply being aware of sensations of the breath throughout the body. Relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. With each out-breath, releasing any thoughts that may have arisen. While gently sustaining the flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath throughout the body. then in conclusion, we can dedicate all the positive potential that we've gathered to all the things we've done today towards the goal of cultivating mindfulness and emotional balance, and in particular towards becoming the masters of our mind, healing our mind, and towards developing a mind of equanimity towards all living beings. And it's often traditional also, as part of a dedication, to recite a dedication prayer. So while I recite a dedication prayer from the great Indian master Shantideva, you might like to contemplate the words of the prayer. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.